where I belong. Nice scooter, scooter guy. That man is riding a long bike. This was a little bit later than I had anticipated being at the office. But it's good. I handled some things that I needed to handle. Still have to book some E3 stuff. But I can return those emails in the morning. Or tonight or something. We'll see. Oh, it ended up being a long day. Didn't think it would go that way. It's left me with a lot to think about. Ernest Evans on the brain? Yeah. Constantly.
Yeah, Ranger X. Ranger X was cool, right? I remember Ranger X being good. But it's been a while.
I was glad that we played some Ernest Evans today. That's a game that seemed like a very big deal when it was coming out. It got coverage. You know, magazines like, oh, Ernest Evans is getting is coming over from Japan. Like, oh, shit. That's that Indiana Jones-looking thing.
But I had never really spent enough time with it to
truly know
how fucking weird that game is.
The movement, it just seems like some fucking, yeah, like Quap is a good fucking reference point. It just feels like this weird physics thing. It's a weird marionette simulator.
And yeah, there was, I'm sure there was nothing else like it on the Genesis, in that generation, probably. I mean, whether that's a good or a bad thing, I think is, you know, up for debate. But in an era when there were a ton of just side-scrolling games where you fucked shit up, that one had something else. That one had another gear.
Vector Man. Yeah, you might be right. Yeah. I really don't like Vector Man. Never did. It was late enough in the Genesis cycle that I was kind of done with the generation, I think, to a certain extent. So I probably didn't really give it its due one way or the other. But
I do remember playing it, just going like, yeah, fuck this. So done with this style of game, and this isn't doing anything for like the, I never really liked the art. Like, just kind of whatever.
Now, this is a Dragoon. It's weird, too. It's weird homing fucking electric death attack. And, like, weird monster. Like, well, not that the monsters are not that weird, but just they don't fire that often, and they just don't seem that effective. And it's like, hey, I have these sidekicks that don't... it's not really that great. Yeah.
Vector Man was entirely okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give that another look one of these days. DK Rap might be the best thing Donkey Kong ever did for video games. I mean, I would say Donkey Kong is the best thing that Donkey Kong ever did for video games. I might say the first appearance of Mario is a pretty important thing that Donkey Kong did for video games. I like Donkey Kong. That game's good. You get to that pie factory, you jump over them fucking pies. It's crazy. You get the hammer, you kill the fucking shit. You make Donkey Kong fall on his head. Yeah, Donkey Kong Jr. Mario was the bad guy. I mean, Superfly and potentially interesting. Some thought at the time helped him, helped Snuka establish an alibi or something like that, or was, involved in enough of that that he may have been a part of that case. Which would have to see. That Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy promo. That thing. Fucking what the fuck? I either want no wrestling to ever be like that, or I want all wrestling to be exactly like that. I can't tell which. It's so fucking bad. The way it's shot, the way it is performed, just fucking in and out, top to bottom. That whole fucking thing is... fucking embarrassing. If you made television and you were responsible for, what point do you go, how do you not just go, fuck, man, can we shoot this one bit again or something? Maybe they couldn't, because once they fucking broke the table, that was it. Maybe it was that was the shot that, all the other shots had the table in it, and we only have one of these tables. I bet that's exactly it. He looks like fucking garbage rolling under the ropes, but the table's in the shot. So we can't shoot that again because now the table is broken. I don't know anything about the fucking storyline that's got them to this point. I guess I know a little bit that, he revealed himself to be... No, wait, that was in WWE. When he revealed himself to be the guy that was responsible for Jeff Hardy getting run off the road and his pyro going wrong and him catching on fire. That was years and years and years and years ago. So I don't know what the fuck the issue is between the two of them in the storyline now, but you kind of don't need to know, because you just look at it and go, that's every... everyone involved in this should be able to do better. You would think. Not since the, what is it, the Aces and Eights funeral bit have I seen some chunk of TNA that was so fucking utterly... Now, this is worse than that. This is worse than that. Take all of the Thanksgiving shows that TNA has done where they have corny fucking segments of people eating turkey together and wrestlers being in the same place, like all this other very confusing thrown together, like take all those and put them together and it still would not be as fucking awkward as this fucking Jeff Hardy Matt Hardy thing. Like backyard, yeah, the Matt and Jeff Hardy stuff does look like some fucking backyard type shit. It's shot so poorly, and just the audio's bad, you know, it's top to bottom, it's fucking real bad, except that both the guys involved are like old men, whereas like backyard wrestlers are typically 14. Shot like that. No, it couldn't have been shot like that deliberately, you know? Like to what? I have a hard time believing that anyone at TNA would be clued in enough to be like, well, maybe if we make it super fucking terrible, like, it'll wrap back around and be awesome and hilarious. Like, I just can't imagine. Yes, sub-PAX wrestling production values. You're not fucking wrong. That's really saying something. That it somehow fucking looked worse than some of that stuff. Not all of it. Some of the PAX wrestling stuff looks way worse. But the difference is that it's the PAX wrestling stuff is leaning into that in a way out of necessity. Whereas TNA, even TNA on hard times, as they may have fallen, still has the resources to do better than that. But I bet they got locked into some of the choices they made once they shot the table getting broken. That was probably the thing that led to them not being able to fix some of the obvious bullshit in that video. Somebody about some E3 design stuff, some logo work, some other. Nah, I gotta get back to that guy. I have not. That's an email I do need to send tonight. Guess I will have to dig my laptop out.
That's a blessing. you look like one of the big young niggas.
I appreciate it, man.
You understand what I'm saying? But you got a fake age, buddy. Which one? You 28 today?
I'm 21.
All right, fuck it. Let's go with that shit. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, coming up in Charlotte, you were born and raised in Charlotte?
Born and raised.
So, coming up in Charlotte, who was some of your inspirations, like your top artists that you came up on knocking?
For the city or just period?
Period.
Man, I salute all the greats, man. Jay-Z, Nas, Snoop, Pac, Biggie, Outkast, Goody Mob, you know what I'm saying? Let's go on, T.I. You feel me?
All right, that's reception. You're just a fan of a good timeless hip-hop music.
That's right.
All right, that's what's up. What you currently working on right now? EP? Album?
With a little bit of all of that, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my solo project called Heart of the City I'm working on. I'm working on this group project called 1990-something, and I'm trying to get that 90s feel, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like 90-something just picked again, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to represent that.
So how you meet radio? That's the big question.
Oh, like, man, that's great. No, radio, man, like, since the day I met him, and this guy, I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, he's crazy. That's what I'm saying.
Right, so I met him through my man Black. I called him Black. He called him
Sean.
Sean, right. That's TK and Cash manager, you know what I'm saying? So that's my problem.
Got him up here.
Yeah, exactly. Greasy, that's what I'm saying. Greasy politics, behind my back. So I told Black I had some things I was trying to do. He put me on the radio, and like I could say hands down everything that he said he was going to do, he done it, so I respect it. He harassed the shit out of me to get you up here today. Said he told me a month ago, who remembers shit a month ago? But I said, listen,
somebody canceled out. I got some, I called this nigga and said, nigga, I need that list for 5 minutes. And you had it in 5 minutes.
Right. I appreciate that.
You definitely thank radio for getting you up here. He harassed the shit out of me. Even though you told me a month ago, nigga.
A month ago.
Yeah, you did, but who remembers that? I don't remember what a nigga told me yesterday. I'm a hustler.
Yes. Everyone knows that the prime quality of being a hustler is not remembering anything anyone tells you. We'll be right back. I would watch a fight between an ice cream dude and a pretzel dude. I ain't above it. I could really go for a pretzel. song. It's not dark enough.
XM preset button for cassette era classic rock, classic rewind.
Soybeans are 73% planted compared to 66% on average, okay. With 14 of the 18 top producing states at or ahead of average.
Well, great.
45% of the soybeans have emerged.
Soybeans.
Princess Cut with the sweet talk, and in sports news, the Super Bowl 2019-2020 finalists were announced. It was Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans, and Tampa Bay that ranked top four. But the final decision is that the Super Bowl is going down in Atlanta. So, you know, we are Team Litty in Atlanta. I can't wait. I haven't been to a Super Bowl before, but I'm ready to get my ticket. Y'all know I stay ready to get some tickets to something. But the question is, who wants to go in with me on this ticket is the question. is the question, but I will be there in the building. So shouts out to Atlanta. We will be holding down the Super Bowl in our new stadium, the Atlanta Falcons Stadium, that they're building right now. Then other news, if I asked you who's the number one rap artist out right now,
me.
Take a lucky guess, who would you say?
It's me.
Well, the answer is Drake.
What?
Drake.
Who the fuck is Drake?
Four albums.
John Drake?
In the top 60 on Billboard charts. Now, his last four albums are on the Billboard charts right now. I just think that that is crazy. Views is still number one. So, shouts out to Drake. Also, of course, the Bad Boy reunion tour kicked off the other weekend. I was following Puff's Snapchat, and man, I'm so excited. I can't wait till they come to Atlanta, which is going to be September 8th. You can look online, check out other tour dates for your city, and some of the special guests were Usher, Mary J, Jay-Z. I really love Nas and Puff's performance. They had on these, like, I'll call them like King Me capes. They were so fly. I'm sure it was Puff's idea. But stay tuned, man. They got it popping with the fashion artists. It's just good to see everybody together. I'm really looking forward to it. So, of course, once again, I'll see you guys at the tour. Bad Boy. I've been practicing my dance moves. I'm ready. All right, it's Sweet Talk, Princess Cut, Hood Radio.
Sweet Talk, Sweet Talk. Sweet Talk. DJ motherfucking scream. I fucks with you. Lit like a whip. Lit like a stick. The way that I drip, 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 drip,
yeah.
98 pound, 98. Yeah, yeah. So Butterfinger, that's my guy. You know what I'm saying? You can call a check, anything.
Okay.
Anything,
nah, that's my bro right there.
Already.
We rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Street Sweeper family. Okay. That's what's up. So, artist.
That's what's up. You already know. Everyone have a good night. It's already Wednesday. It's weird.
Weird.
See ya.